New Mexico has a public health order that requires face coverings to be worn in public. The Silver City Town Council is adopting a face covering law. Can you share the news on that?
That's right, Anthony. After debate over about the last 4 weeks, the council in Silver City has approved a notice of intent to adopt a mask law. Penalties for not wearing a mask after an initial warning would range from $50 to $100. And the councilors approved this notice of intent unanimously. They were not always united on what to do about enforcing the governor's public health order, but they seem to have come around to the idea that adopting an actual ordinance could not only support the enforcement of the public health order and wearing of masks as just basic precautions against the spread of the coronavirus, but also support local businesses who are often stuck in the position of asking their customers to wear masks. And councilors are hoping that this will help local businesses, as well as individuals, I suppose, on the street, just avoid confrontations over the health order, including the mask requirement.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've seen some of those confrontations happen, not only in our region, but across the country. I want to move on and talk about Gila Regional Medical Center appointing new leadership. Can you inform us on what key roles were filled?
The hospital in Grant County, that's the county-owned Gila Regional Medical Center, now has a new interim CEO and a new interim CFO. These two positions were filled by a management company, HealthTech S3, that was brought in by the Grant County Commission to run the hospital. Earlier this year, as listeners will remember, the CEO at Gila Regional suddenly resigned. Subsequently, there was a mass resignation of the hospital's board of trustees. At that point, commissioners stepped in and became the governing board of the hospital. Since then, the management company they brought in has been implementing sweeping changes. They have used the term right-sizing quite a bit.
Which could mean job cuts, am I correct?
That is correct. There have been termination notices sent out, and positions are being eliminated in a variety of departments, including the behavioral health unit, which is the county and the greater area's only psych unit. The closure of that has not only left patients in the area without a place to go during a behavioral health episode, but folks working in the behavioral health unit no longer have a place to go to work.
That's obviously leaving a lot of questions for such an important issue that many people face here, not only in our state, but in our part of New Mexico.
That's right. So meanwhile, they're evaluating behavioral health patients in the emergency department using telehealth, and when necessary, transferring patients out to other hospitals.
We'll keep updated with that, I'm sure. I want to move on and talk about news of a man in his 70s who was reported missing in May. It appears authorities have found his remains.
John Waters was a longtime Silver City resident who perhaps is known to many people in the area as being heavily involved in the early days of Cats TV. That's our local cable access television. He was one of the people that got cameras installed in the commission chambers here in the county building so that public meetings could be recorded and broadcast. That's, of course, become crucial in the pandemic times. But Waters went missing May 21st. His wife, Amelia Waters, contacted police when he didn't return home after a few days. About a month later, in the middle of July, an off-road enthusiast found his motorcycle, what turned out to be his motorcycle, just somewhere south of the Gila Cliff Dwellings. A search and rescue team subsequently found his remains, only his skull, was found. Cause of death, of course, is not yet determined, and it's uncertain whether it ever will be.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update, and we will talk to you all next week.
Thanks, Anthony.